This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban is on the brink of total victory in Afghanistan on Sunday, with its fighters ordered to wait on the outskirts of the capital and the government conceding it was preparing for, quote, a transfer of power. The Taliban's militants surrounded Kabul following an astonishing 10-day rout of government forces and warlord militias. The fall of Kabul would see the hardline Islamic group take back power 2 decades after U.S.-led forces toppled it in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. The Afghan government has signaled negotiations are underway to avoid bloodshed in Kabul and to give the Taliban control. The country's interior ministry said in a recorded speech, quote, the Afghan people should not worry. There will be no attack on the city and there will be a peaceful transfer of power to the transitional government. But the Taliban's imminent takeover triggered fear and panic in Kabul among residents fearful of the group's hardline brand of Islam. Rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors after a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti, killing at least 304 and toppling buildings in the disaster-plagued Caribbean nation still recovering from a devastating 2010 quake. The epicenter of the tremor rattled homes and sent terrified locals fleeing for safety Saturday morning, about 100 miles or 160 kilometers by road west of the center of the densely populated capital, Port-au-Prince. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says churches, businesses, schools, and homes crumbled in the quake that trapped hundreds of victims under rubble and left at least 1,800 people injured. The United States and other nations swiftly pledged support, with President Joe Biden approving immediate aid efforts. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.